5 minutes and saves lives. Information at 367-2202 or at bloodservices.org. Blood donation, it's about life.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says sunny 36 today. He'll be along with details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A former board president with Champaign County's Urban League says the recent closure of the agency leaves a huge hole in terms of addressing human rights concerns. But Laureen Cowan says it should also present an opportunity for a more diverse organization that reflects a shift in attitudes toward race. The Urban League closed Friday after 45 years. It's been the subject of state and federal investigations and accumulated about $850,000 in debt. Cowan is the director of affirmative action at the University of Illinois and was on the Urban League President's Council the last couple of years. She says clients of the agency will miss its independence.
They knew that they could call upon the Urban League. They knew where to go. It was the only civil rights organization that had staff in our community, that had staff to actually serve as an advocate for people. The NAACP is here, but they don't have staff. They have all volunteers.
She says other areas handled by the Urban League, including requests for assistance on power bills, housing, job training, should not experience problems as those programs make transitions to other areas. Firefighters have determined that the wall on a heavily damaged Champaign building is unstable enough to close a major downtown street. South Neal is closed between Main and Park Streets, and all vehicle and pedestrian traffic is being kept away from the area immediately around the law firm that still stands in the middle of the block. Right next door are the remains of the Metropolitan Building, where Deputy Fire Chief Tim Wild says investigators can't approach until the north wall holding up the law firm is repaired or torn down.
The insurance company's investigators need to actually dig out the Metropolitan Building site where everything has collapsed into the basement. And with that wall being that close and that unstable, they can't do that kind of work with heavy equipment.
A Sunday morning follow-up inspection prompted engineers to warn about a possible wall collapse. Wild isn't sure how long the closure will last, but he says no one wants the street closed for long. The Urbana City Council will let developer Howard Wakeland tear down a house in a city historic district. In exchange, Wakeland will drop his lawsuit against the city and make sure the new house he builds in place of the old one follows design guidelines to be compatible with the neighborhood. That's the gist of an out-of-court settlement approved by the council last night. Wakeland sued the city last July when the council voted to reject his request to demolish the house, even though it's considered one of the less important structures in the historic district. Alderman Dennis Roberts was among those who voted against demolition last summer, but he says both sides will come out ahead in the settlement.
I think many people will be a little bit discouraged, perhaps, by the result, but on the plus side, Mr. Wakeland is meeting and actually improving the original plan of his home so that some of the design qualities are enhanced.
Wakeland was pleased with the city council's vote, but said he had no further comment. The house is in the 800 block of West Main, where a historic district was created last year. If all goes according to plan, thousands of runners will be on the streets of Champaign-Urbana next April 11th for the first annual Illinois Marathon. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Promoter Mark Knutson organized the five-year-old Fargo Marathon, which attracted more than 13,000 runners last year. He told the Urbana City Council last night that Champaign-Urbana is a great location for a marathon, flat terrain and close to major cities. He says the 26.2-mile route for the Illinois Marathon will take runners around and about Champaign, Urbana, and the U of I campus.
Our goal is to send thousands of runners to this community. And again, I'm not just planning on 2009. I'm planning on 2010 and 11 and 12 and years to come.
Knutson says most runners in the Illinois Marathon will be there for the fun of it, but a few will be top-level athletes competing for money. Race director Joe Bale says they're starting small and have received just a handful of applications from elite athletes so far.
What we're looking for is more regional elite athletes than national or international, at least for this first year. Our purse is not that big, but there is still prize money for both the marathon and the half marathon.
Knutson says they're currently lining up corporate sponsors for the Illinois Marathon. The roster so far includes Christie Clinic and Busey Bank. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Illinois State Treasurer is auctioning more than $125,000 worth of jewelry and currency on eBay. The diamonds, pearls, gems, and jewels come from safety deposit boxes that have been abandoned for at least 10 years. The Treasurer says the proceeds will be held indefinitely for the owners and heirs. Among the items to be auctioned are 3 diamond rings, 2 18-karat gold bracelets, and dozens of silver dollars. The items can be previewed on the Treasurer's website. The auction starts November 23rd. Our next report is at 7:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 6:35. Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us on Mickey Mouse's 80th birthday for another in-depth look at weather.
Really?
Yeah, 1928 on this date. Mickey Mouse debuted in Steamboat Willie.
Steamboat Willie. Mm-hmm. That I know was the beginning of an empire.
For Walt Disney.
For Walt Disney, yeah. Indeed.
And those who succeeded him. Well, anyway, 80 years ago today.
Disney World and all their other properties, I think, alive and quite well.
Yeah. Yep. It's a big brand. Who doesn't know it? Lake effect snow warning up in northwest Indiana. Boy, they're getting whomped with this stuff.
Yeah, there are some areas that are really getting snow that's heavy right now. I don't have any...